At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to a Bastards Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox just wrapped up a quick 2-game set against the Atlanta Braves, dropping both games in Atlanta. They now face the Washington Nationals back in Boston for a 3-game set this weekend. I'm your host, Jason Kelly, coming to you from Canton, Massachusetts. I've got Terry Cushman with me. I've got Chris Felico with me. Guys, let's dive right into these 3 games. Starting on Friday night at 7:10, we've got Patrick Corbin going for the Washington Nationals facing Tanner Houck. Terry, who do you like in game one?
This is an easy one. I don't see any reason to pick against Tanner Houck. The Nationals, though, they've been playing a lot better in the last week and a half. Very middle of the pack in basically every offensive category. They're not off the charts with doubles, home runs, average on base. They're not terrible either. But Patrick Corbin probably has to be one of the worst starting pitching signings. And the Nationals are like so bad at it. I mean, they signed Strasburg to that 7-year extension, not one start. He got hurt right away. And then I'm pretty sure he retired in the last month or two. And you look at Corbin just to show how bad he's been. Last year, a 5.20 earned run average over 32 starts. Season before that, 6.31 over 31 starts. 2021, 5.82 ERA over 31 starts. He eats innings and then gets eaten alive while he's eating those innings. Like, how do you even keep him on the roster? I mean, he pitched pretty well with Arizona before hitting free agency and then going to the Nationals. I'm pretty sure he's a Scott Boras guy, and lots of Boras clients tend to land with the Nationals. Max Scherzer, another one, but terrible matchup. How can you pick against Tanner Houck? Even coming off of a not so great start, I still got to go with Houck.
Chris.
Yeah, I agree with Terry on this one. I mean, Corbin's got like a 6.45 ERA, only about 25 strikeouts on the season. Houck's at a 1.99 with 46. And when looking into the matchups, there's only two guys that have seen Houck on the Nationals: Ruiz, their catcher, and Winker, their left fielder. And very limited at bats, whereas the Sox have 5 or 6 guys with some, at least 5 at bats or more. All of them are batting almost 250 or more. The only thing that I if we don't hit, I mean, which wouldn't shock me at this point, that's the only way I see us not losing. I mean, losing this game, but I'm going with the Sox.
I remember when there was a time, you know, when Patrick Corbin was a free agent, the Yankees were like the top of his list. Can you imagine the schadenfreude we'd be experiencing right now if the Yankees had signed him to a stupid big contract like the Nationals did? Like, it would be the funniest thing ever. Unfortunately, he went to the Nationals. He has nothing left. He's cooked. He can't throw for velocity. He didn't have much velocity to begin with, but it's all gone. I don't trust the Red Sox offense necessarily, but I trust Tanner Houck. And the Nationals lineup is better than I think a lot of people will expect. They've actually got some pretty exciting young players that are kind of making an impact, and that's why the Nationals are actually doing pretty well in the NL East right now. Their rebuild is off to a good start, but I don't think they're going to be any match for Tanner Houck, and I don't trust Patrick Corbin to shut down the Red Sox lineup. As bad as it is right now, he's not good enough to do that. So I will take the Red Sox in game one as well. So with that, we'll move on to game two, which is Saturday, 4:10 start. The Nationals are throwing Jake Irvin, and the Red Sox are going with Cooper Criswell, which will likely be some sort of bullpen game along with that. So, Terry, who do you like in game two?
This is a tougher one to pick compared to the first game of the series. I'm still trying to decide on the fly. Irvin has had his last two starts not terrible. Five innings against the Blue Jays. Didn't give up an earned run. Only struck out four. Start before that against the Miami Marlins. Six innings pitched. Only gave up two earned runs. Struck out three. He's not an overpowering guy by the looks of it. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on Jake Irvin, but he's having a pretty good year. ERA under four. I'm going to give it to the Red Sox. One of these times, Cooper Criswell is just going to get his ass handed to him with his 88 mile an hour, whatever. That's what he tops out at for the most part. The extreme homers of Red Sox Nation, soon as you start picking on his velocity, they immediately turn to Greg Maddux. Oh, Maddux did it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Cooper Criswell's a future Hall of Famer, apparently. But he's been pitching well, and this Nationals lineup is not that scary. So I'm going to give it to Criswell, and I got the Red Sox taking game two.
Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, I was in a similar predicament as Terry. I'm going to give the nod to Criswell as well. I mean, he's not overpowering by any stretch of the imagination either. So you got two guys that just aren't going to overpower either lineup. But I think it boils down to that I would trust the Red Sox lineup, as scary as that sounds, over Washington right now. I do agree. I think it would not shock me, though, if the Cinderella story with Criswell ended, especially against the Nationals, because it would come out of nowhere. However, my gut tells me that it will keep rolling on for one more start.
Yeah, I like the Red Sox in this one, too. I just think Criswell is in the trust tree right now, and I don't trust him long term, but so far, the formula they've been using with him has been working. And the Nationals lineup, like I said, they're better than you think, but they're not great. We're not facing the Atlanta Braves again. So I think he'll do enough. I don't know much about this Jake Irvin, but it sounds like he has sort of Jekyll and Hyde type of capabilities about him. With one good start, one really atrocious one. So I could see the Red Sox kind of teeing off. And keep in mind, they're facing a lefty the game before, so Cora might rest some of his more, left-handed hitters rather. And I think he'll go lefty heavy for this game, and they could just tee off. So I think the Red Sox take game two. The Criswell formula has been working, so it's really hard to bet against it right now. The Nationals are better than we expect, but I'm not fully buying into that extent just yet. So with that, we'll get to the series finale, which happens on Sunday, 1:35 in the afternoon. The Nationals will be tossing out Mackenzie Gore, and the Red Sox will have the return of Brian Bello. Terry, who do you like in the series finale?
I am not giving the Red Sox a sweep. I will give the Washington Nationals the win in game three. Not sure why Gore only pitched three innings in his last outing against the Blue Jays. His line wasn't terrible. I mean, he gave up six hits. I guess that's not great, but only two earned runs, walked two, struck out four. Start before that against the Texas Rangers, certainly a team that could do a ton of damage with their high-powered lineup. Went five innings, five hits, two earned, only walked one, struck out seven Texas Rangers, and a similar outing before that against the Dodgers. So he's pitching well. I mean, all three of those lineups, even Toronto's underachieving right now, but that's a robust lineup. A lot of guys that can hurt you. And, you know, he's weathering the storm, and I think where he's a lefty, you know, that's going to complicate things a little bit. Perhaps you'll see some of them on the bench in favor of the ref Snyders and those guys. So, and Bayo, I mean, like I said in the last show, he only went 2 2/3. He's not pitching 7 innings here. He's not going that deep. And he struggles with efficiency anyway. So if there's a game to give the Nationals, it's definitely game 3. And I think just legitimately, they have the better chance anyway.
Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, I got to agree with Terry. You know, Bayo, like you said, the Nationals lineup's not great, but it's better than most expect. I can guarantee it's better than whoever Bayo was pitching against in Portland. Gore, he's got at least 4 to 7 strikeouts in the last 3 starts, no more than 2 walks, no more than 2 earned runs. I could just see Bayo getting lit up, honestly, coming back for a start from a rehab when probably he probably needs another start, to be honest with you, but I know we're not going to, and they're going to bring him back. So I'm going to say we drop this one.
So I'm going to do something that Lori on our crew is going to hate. I'm taking the Red Sox to sweep, and I'm going to pick them to win on Sunday as well. It's not because I have a ton of faith in Brian Bayo. I think they will handle him with kid gloves in his first start back. He got roughed up in his rehab starts. Mackenzie Gore has a lot of good stuff, but I also think the Nationals are being very cautious with him. I just think this kind of sets up – this is kind of what the Red Sox do. They run into a really good team like the Braves. They look bad. They get swept. You know, I know it was 2 games, but let's face it, if that was a 3-game series, probably would have been a sweep against a team like that. This is kind of what they do. They get swept by a good team, and then they come back. They face a team in the National League, and they go gangbusters. They did it early in the year where – I forget who was that they lost 2 out of 3 to, but they faced Pittsburgh on the weekend – the following weekend, everyone was down on the team and saying, ah, you know, typical Red Sox, you know, they're already off to a bad start, and they swept the Pirates. You know, they killed them. And the Pirates are, you know, again, up-and-coming team, but I put them in the same category as Washington, where, yes, you're up-and-coming, you have some good young talent, you're not going to be bottom feeders, but you're not there yet. That's where I put Washington. Yes, their lineup has some pretty interesting guys like, you know, Abrams, Meneses, Lane Thomas. You know, they've got some guys who can do some damage, but I still think if the Red Sox just put it together, this is a series they should win, especially at home on the weekend. Like, this is a series they should win, and I think it's a series they can sweep. So my hope is that Brian Bayo, the rehab starts were just kind of a fluke. He's kind of getting some work in, you know, quote unquote, not really giving 100%, just sort of being like, yep, I'm healthy, I'm good, let's go. And he just dials in on Sunday against this lineup. So, I think the talent disparity is there. The Red Sox should sweep this series. So I'm going with my gut. I just have a feeling it's going to happen. So give me the Red Sox to win on Sunday, and I got the winning 3-0. That's it.
Well, it's funny you bring up that example because it was 3 out of 4 we lost to Cleveland when we went into Pittsburgh, and we started off with Bayo in Pittsburgh. And we won that game. So who knows? Maybe you're riding the positive vibes. I mean, I hope you're right. That's for sure.
It just feels like that's what this team is this year, where the good teams, you know, yeah, they'll lose 3 out of 4 or they'll get swept or whatever. But teams like the Nationals, the Pirates, who are kind of middle of the pack, they'll beat up on them. And that's, you know what? In a way, not a horrible thing. That can keep them in it long term. That can keep them in it in terms of like the wild card race. So, not a bad thing at all. So I got them to sweep. I hope I'm right. Chances are I'm not. My predictions have not been great on this show, but we'll see what happens. So with that, we'll wrap up this prediction show. Keep an eye out. We got our Clown Takes show coming your way as well. Some interesting candidates. We're going after some different people this week. So definitely have a lot to bring you on that show. And then, of course, the Weekend Crew will have you guys Monday morning. They'll recap this very Washington National Series. So everyone have a great weekend. Take care.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.